Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
I come into your presence once again, Lord, eager to be with you, eager to settle in and open my heart to you. Lord, I put aside anything that might distract me, any worries about the day or things that have accrued in my mind and my heart over this day. And so I turn my heart, leave it all aside, Lord. Come into that sacred space of our relationship and begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I believe in you. Activate my faith, Lord. Everything in my spiritual life is built on faith, on my belief in you, my assent that you are God, that what you reveal is true, that what you've shown me in the scriptures is truth. I believe it, Lord. I believe you love me and you're here right now. I believe that you're guiding me and teaching me. I believe that you've given me a mission to accomplish, and I embrace that and love it and want it. I hope in you, Lord. I'm confident in you. I'm trusting in you. Lord, that even though there's challenges and obstacles and difficulties and things that I want and I think you want don't happen as easily, as smoothly, as immediately, as clearly as I want, I still hope in you, Lord. Nothing can sway my hope and confidence in you. You can do all things, Lord. You can resurrect the dead. You can give sight to the blind. You can give results where efforts are weak and feeble. You can overcome enemies that would appear too strong. Lord, you can do all things, and I hope in you. I love you. I love your power. I love your goodness. I love your action in my life. But above all, because of all these things, I turn my heart to you, to your heart, to your person, to the one I long to be with for all eternity. I love you, Lord. I humble myself before you. I'm grateful before you. I'm open and appreciative. I come to you with no airs, with no authority, with no kind of demands. I trust in you, Lord. I turn my attention to your scripture, Lord, to your word that I want to meditate on now today, Luke 19, 45 to 48. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. But they could find no way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words. Jesus, I'm taken back by this word that you give me today. The reason is it's such a summary of weeks of your public ministry. In a few short lines, it sets the stage for what's to come in your passion. That you are in the temple, you're there day in and day out. And at one point, you're so enraged, so frustrated, perhaps with the rebellion of your people, how nothing is more kind of symbolic of the twisted view of God, of the business that's done in the temple. The prophet, maybe not that they sold animals to be sacrificed because it was a convenience. People didn't need to travel to the temple with all their animals for weeks through the desert. I mean, it was very practical to be able to purchase, carry your money, and then purchase an animal for sacrifice. It was the prophet. It was the taking advantage of. It was the living off of in a disproportionate way. Using worship and liturgy and God's law, what was written in Leviticus and expected of the people to take advantage of that for personal profit, to leverage those needs of the people because of what God asked for, to enrich the purses of the priests or the synagogue or the temple or the Pharisees, whoever profited, wasn't according to your heart, Lord. It was disproportionate, it was abusive. And Jesus, you react against that. That the created order, the order of sacrifice was to help the people express to you a converted heart, a worshipful heart, a heart that recognized your primacy. And that was it. It was not then to layer on self-preservation. Reminds me going back to that passage of the sagacious steward, no, the one who knew once he was fired how to settle. He didn't take a profit on what he could have. He just did what the master wanted and recouped the expense of the master and didn't overly burden those that he settled accounts with by trying to get his own profit. He was at the service of the master and of the other. The same with those serving in the temple should have been at the service of the people. Should have a very slim margin for their own sustenance, yes, but nothing disproportionate and abusive. And that's what gets you upset. That's what fires you up, Jesus. That's what drives you to a reaction. And every day you were teaching there, it wasn't for ignorance or lack of hearing or lack of understanding or knowledge of what God was trying to tell the people. It was a blindness. It were eyes that couldn't see. It was hearts that wouldn't listen. It was ears that were deaf to your word. And not only that, this rebellion, this interior hardness of heart was not just theoretical, was not just, well, I just disagree with you, Jesus, or I'm just sincerely and innocently just unable to rise to your level of enlightenment and accept it. Wasn't this ignorance that could be excused or understood? It got to the level of they wanted to kill you. They were seeking to put you to death. Again, not just so enraged that in a moment of irrational reaction they put you to death, but they were seeking. They were planning. They were surmising. They were meeting. They were setting it up. It was premeditated manslaughter. That's what they were about, Lord. But they couldn't find a way to do it. Because the people, the poor, the unweaned, the simple, the open-hearted, the ones who didn't depend on the profitability of the system, were open enough to hear you, to listen, to be challenged, to accept, to be converted. That as this coming judgment, as we meditated of the time of Noah and Lot, this coming judgment that was coming, these people weren't just consumed with the buying and the selling and the marrying and just going. They were open, they were listening, they were converted. Yet those of the temple were the ones consumed with the buying and the selling and the marrying and the burying and going about keeping the status quo so that God's prophet, God himself challenging this warped understanding of who he is and what he wanted could be upset like the tables in the temple. They weren't allowing themselves to be surprised and challenged and converted by Jesus. But they were grasping on so hard to their own will, their own security, their own finances, that then the only solution was to kill you, to eliminate you, to silence the voice of God. The ultimate rebellion of man is to murder and silence God. Jesus, it's easy for me to point fingers at the world or to look back on the Pharisees and judge them. But Lord, I know I do the same thing in my own heart at times. I want to silence my conscience when it calls me to greater detachment from myself or from sin or greater generosity or availability. I want to silence that. Whenever you're calling me to more, to greater availability to you, I often want to silence that. I want to say enough. I want to keep hold on to my comfort. I want to find some profit in my following of you for myself, for my own care or respite. And not just that healthy balance of self-care, but an exaggerated self-preservation, a running from the cross. And in a sense, wanting to put to death your plan. Jesus, give me a heart like the poor, like the simple, like the anawim of the gospel, open to you, open to your word, open to hearing how you want to challenge and grow. Call me to conversion. As I go into this day, I pray for that heart that's open, that's humble, that's submitted to you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.